Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Thank you very much for your time. As always, a couple of posts via social media. A good news story with police changing tyres. Can they do it as quick as what the Formula One teams can do?
I don't know. We should challenge them, shouldn't
maybe,
we?
Maybe. So what happened there in this situation? Obviously, the good deed done.
Yeah, it was a really good deed to see. So the boys were just doing some proactive patrols in the area when they come across the lady who'd got a flat tyre. So they pulled over, checked she was okay, and, yeah, gave her a hand. So it was really good to see.
And it's always good to see that, as you say, because I'm always paranoid when a police car pulls up behind me because I'm thinking, oh, here we go, they're going to pull me over. But it's good to see that there's the other side of the coin and not to be scared of police officers, because I know our younger generation are scared of police officers, my son included. So it's a great opportunity to say, hey, we're doing the right thing.
Oh, definitely. And we don't want that. We don't want children or anyone to be scared of us. You know, we do a lot of community policing and we have a lot of fun in the area. So, yeah, we want to promote that as well.
See, if my son's listening as he's going off to school, so you don't have to be scared of the police officers. I think it's more just the sirens and the lights that scare him more than anything. Brittany, you want to talk about some people that you'd like to have a chat with?
Yes, yeah, so we do have two people up on the My Police Bundaberg Facebook page that we would like to have a chat with in relation to a shop steal from a business onto Calvin Street, which occurred last month, Wednesday, yep. January 12th. So, yeah, we've got a male and a female there we'd just like to speak to in relation to that.
And if there is any Crime Stoppers, I guess, is the number, and there's some photos on Facebook?
Yeah, photos on Facebook. They can call Crime Stoppers or they can also report by Police Link, the 131444. They can also go online, and that's all anonymous.
Senior Constable Brittany Duncan from Bundaberg Police joins us each and every Tuesday. Now, Brittany, follow-up from last week's question, re-water in your windscreen washers. For those who are joining us for the first time, New South Wales had said that it's a $114 fine or something if you didn't have water in your windscreen washers. Does Queensland have a similar rule?
Yeah, so we don't have a particular rule for the windscreen washers. However, if we did find someone that had no water in there, mm-hmm. we could actually issue a defect vehicle traffic infringement notice, which is $137.
Wow, so there is a law there, which I didn't even know. There we go. We've learned something new
around here at
4BU. Yeah. And finally, Brittany, you're on a bit of a recruitment drive. You want some new members.
We do, yeah. We want some more feet on the beat. So we're having a recruiting seminar on Wednesday the 23rd of March at 6 p.m. We're holding that at the PCYC Bundaberg on Burham Street. So come on down. We've got different officers from all different sections. We've got our dog squad, hopefully our scenes of crime, general duties, crime manager, all sorts. So come on down and have a chat to our local guys and see what it's all about.
You're going to flash the lights and the sirens as well?
I'm sure we can do that. That's fun.
So when is it again?
So 23rd of March. 23rd. It's Wednesday.
Senior Constable Brittany Duncan, really do appreciate your time this morning.
Thanks for having me.